Deepfakes for the public good, or so goes the pitch. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. It was an early attempt to use AI in the 2024 election. Ahead of January's New Hampshire primary, an audio deepfake of President Biden made it to some voters in the form of a robocall.
It's important that you save your vote for the November election.
Save your vote, i.e. don't vote in the primary. A political consultant named Steve Kramer claims he orchestrated that call to show the dangers of deepfakes. Nevertheless, it caused real confusion, and claims of education and parodies are everywhere, including deep fake videos. But Marketplace's Kimberly Adams says intent doesn't always eliminate impact.
Someone can always claim, oh, this was just supposed to be funny. But when those videos get taken out of context or when they're actively pushed out in a way that's ambiguous, that's where some of this mis- and disinformation really gets going.
Yeah. Another example that's fairly recent comes out of the state of Arizona. There's an online newsletter called the Arizona Agenda that's run by local journalists in the state. And they generated their own deepfake of Carrie Lake, the Republican and ally of President Trump, who is currently running for Senate, for the Senate seat in Arizona. It was also made as a warning from what they say.
Hi, I'm Carrie Lake. Subscribe to the Arizona Agenda for hard-hitting, real news and a preview of the terrifying artificial intelligence coming your way in the next election. Like this video, which is an AI deepfake the Arizona Agenda made to show you just how good this technology is getting. Did you realize this video is fake? Well, in the next six
months, this is important because, you know, Carrie Lake, she tried to deny the election results in 2020. She also challenged her loss when she was running for governor back in 2022 and has sent, it sounds like, a cease and desist letter to the Arizona Agenda for this.
Right. And this is one of those examples that you can kind of go either way with it. On the one hand, they took someone's name, image, likeness without their permission, used it, you know, in a context that that person normally would not have used it. But they're arguing it is for the greater good to demonstrate how dangerous this technology can be, how difficult it is to spot a video deepfake. And, you know, at the same time, to sort of try to drive subscriptions. But when it comes to these things, it's really hard to see what can be considered good and what can be considered bad and who gets to make those decisions and how that argument will land, depending on how much legal trouble you get into.
Yeah, I gotta say, it makes me uneasy when there's a sense of I'm being tricked, even if it's for the good of the, you know, the public to educate me. I think unless there's a clear message specifically about AI as I'm watching, I'm gonna go with no. Maybe better not to add to the noise that's already out there and it's hard to tell the difference.
At the same time, I do think that there's a possibility where you could be using AI for good. I'm thinking of examples of public figures or election officials or people trying to increase voter participation by generating content in different languages or by sharing voter information. Or if you're a candidate and you want your voice to be used to generate messages to save you some time, is that a good or a bad use? You know, don't really know.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. We're going to actually get a little bit of expert help on this now because we posed this question of intent to Joshua Glick. He's a visiting professor of film at Bard College. He specializes in media literacy and emerging technologies. And here's what he had to say.
You know, I think things like satire and parody and these kinds of works of media and works of art really, I mean, should be protected. However, just because someone says that they are trying to be funny or to make a joke, or just because someone says that they're creating a work of media or a deepfake, right, to call greater attention to the issue, you know, doesn't mean that it doesn't have grave and harmful consequences, right? And they're making it and it's being disseminated through various means, whether that's online, whether that's through an older telecommunication structure, how that work can be appropriated, manipulated, redistributed in some way is also important to take into account.
Yeah, here I think it's helpful to really lean into the difference between disinformation and misinformation. Disinformation has that intent. The misinformation piece is when it gets disseminated, oftentimes by people that don't know that there was something malicious or otherwise wrong about what they're sharing out.
Right. If someone creates something that they think is funny, and then someone who has ill intent takes that clip and pushes it out as a real thing, that's where it gets from sort of playing around with AI to actual disinformation.
This conversation was part of our limited series, Decoding Democracy, about mis and disinformation in the 2024 election. You can watch the full conversation on our YouTube channel. We are at Marketplace APM. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.